Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Roquan Smith met with the media at the start of training camp in Owings Mills.
Day one, you know your way around town, you know the building, instead of coming in halfway through the season. How much different is it starting out the season here?
Yeah, it's a lot more different. Very comfortable, to say the least. Just happy to be here with the guys, more familiar faces, and just excited to get the ground off running, starting camp here. So I think it's going to be good and have me starting the season off on a high note.
Have you thought about like kind of where you were last year compared to where you are now, more financially secure, you're with a new team, and what that's kind of been like for you?
Last year to this year, I think that's what life's all about in a nutshell. And not saying that I wasn't financially secure before, but definitely nice to have the bag that I have now and whatnot. But I'm just more worried about going out there with my guys, laying it all on the line, not having any worries at all. And whatever happens, I just know I'm gonna give everything I got while I have it.
Roquan, what we saw, obviously you got the record deal, Tremaine Edmonds at Chicago. Got the nice deal. For a little while, there was maybe some talk about the devaluing of that inside linebacker position. Why do you think the pendulum has swung back the other way?
I think, honestly, when you get at the mic, sometimes, you just say what comes to your mind in a sense. And I think that goes, whatever you have to say that comes out of your mouth. But I don't think it's a devalue at the position. You look across the league from myself, the Warners, the Leonards, Edmonds in there, Foyer, like all of the guys. So I think there's a lot of – and teams that win, I think a lot of them have really good linebackers unless you have a superb guy like, Mahomes and whatnot, but not saying that they don't have good linebackers over there as well.
Roquan, a lot of talk, of course, here is, they add Odell Beckham Jr. and got a new play caller and all that. But defensively, what are kind of the expectations here for the Ravens?
I feel like the expectations are very high. I feel like if we play to our standard, everyone stays healthy. I think the defense, we're not weak in any spots, if you ask me. I like our D-line versus anyone. I like our secondary versus anyone. I for sure like our linebackers versus anyone. So when I look at it from that perspective, I feel like, we do our jobs and we get the ball back to Lamar in the O. There's going to be a lot of great things that's going to happen.
Mike McDaniel in the year two, you got your halfway through. We still watch his evolution through his rookie year as a play caller. Now to see him getting ready for year two, do you see differences already in him, the way he's approaching the maturation here?
Absolutely. I got a lot of – you said Mike, right? Yeah, absolutely. Just making sure. But, I got a lot of respect for Mike and his play calling, even from when I got here midseason last year. And just because it's someone first season calling plays, that don't mean that they're – like their first time calling plays in a sense, from like the outside view in a sense. But yeah, I'm very grateful to be playing for Mike. I think there's a lot of great things that's in store for the defense, and he put a lot of guys in a lot of good positions to be successful. So I think it's going to be really good for the defense, and we're all just excited to put it all on the line for him.
Having some returners and having you in place in the middle and Patrick in place in the middle, do you think this defense could take more big swings, make more risks, and kind of come up with some bigger plays that way this year?
I think when you just surround when you're surrounded by playmakers, PQ next to me, you got Marcus, Kyle on the back end, Marlowe, then up front we got our guys. And I think when you just surrounded by playmakers and everybody just doing their job to the best of their ability, playing balls to the wall, I think just good things are going to happen. And we're just more focused on that, and we're just going to take it one game at a time. And I feel like if we do that, good things are in store for us.
Well, I know you're a big traveler. What was the coolest thing you did this offseason that didn't involve football?
Well, it kind of did involve football, but it was when I went over to Okinawa, Japan, with the USO and whatnot. That was over in June. And just being over there with the soldiers and their families, and then put on like 3 football clinics, and I thought that was like – it was pretty sick and very eye-opening, like just the impact that we have on like the soldiers who are, making the ultimate sacrifice, putting their lives online day in and day out to keep us safe. And just to see how that brightens their day and their kids' days and, their wives, significant others, it meant so much to me. And I felt like I can, never repay those guys for what they do. But like just being able to take time out of my off season to go over there and like spend time with them, it meant the world to me. So I thought that was probably the best thing I did this summer. And I would love to do that anytime, any chance I get.
Roquan, you took another trip to Asia before that, I know, with 3 of your teammates. Is there an instance where you guys went through something together, you know, being in a foreign country, not speaking the language, where you feel like it kind of brought you guys closer together, you saw a different side of Ronnie, Marlon, or Tyus?
Honestly, when those guys, like when you first got there, you know, you was hearing all these different personalities from the different guys, like, you know, Ronnie personality with Marlo and then Tabo as well, then myself, you know, still learning the guys and whatnot. But it was great the entire time. There was never really like a time where it was like a language barrier or anything like that. You know, Google Translate for sure. And then had the guys just there, and like most places they spoke English, so that was always good. But it was great just being out there and seeing how we interact in other countries. I think we all, you know, learned something about each other. I would have to ask each and every guy what they learned about one another.
Quan, John talks about iron sharpening iron, and you this year get to practice against a lot of playmakers from Melvin Gordon to Odell to Lamar. How important is that to help your defense going forward?
I think that's going to be huge for our defense going against, like, you know, a very good O-line with Tyler starting to center on to, like, the tackles with Zeitler, well, tackles and Moses and Stanley, and then with the inside as well and with the backs, you know, from the JKs, the Melvins, you know, all of those guys and the receivers on the outside, and having matched up against Mark, you know, and no better work than that to get in the league. So I think it's going to definitely make the defense better. I'm going in, like, practice just like a game, you know, trying to get those guys better as well as, you know, getting myself better as well. So I think it's going to be great, and I'm just looking forward to those hot summer camp days with the guys bonding.
Hey, Roquan, with so much talent on both sides of the ball, considering all the additions were made, you know, there's a lot of excitement around Baltimore. What do you feel like is the mentality of this team, the approach of this team as it enters training camp?
Yeah, I think it's one and foremost, you know, getting the most out of each other, staying healthy, and playing to our standard and not getting complacent, because, like, it's easy to be paper champs, but what really matters is, like, what you do between those lines and, like, what are we going to do, you know, starting today when meetings officially kick off, and, like, just our mental intensity, our attention to detail. And I think if we abide by those things and, you know, do what we have to do, I think the sky's the limit for all of us.
What are you anticipating with the crowd that's going to be out there for training camp, all the fans that are going to get to watch you guys day in and day out?
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, gives you something to look forward to, because, like, sometimes in camp, the first couple days are easy. And then after that, you know, then you get tired, you get the camp legs and things like that. But then when, you know, the fans are paying their hard-earned money to drive down here, you know, just to come out to watch us practice and whatnot, you definitely want to give them a show. And, like, some that are not fortunate enough to make it out to some of the games and then have some of the interactions with some of the players. So I'm looking forward to that and just being able to chat and mingle with as many fans as I can over camp, because I think it means the world. And I'm very grateful for those guys, because they give us way more support than I feel like we deserve, in a sense. I have not. I didn't think I was going to get that one brought up today.
All right. Thank you, Roquan.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.